We're talking hate speech and a task force asked of Minister Andrew Little to be established to look into white supremacy narratives and corridor, especially online, but, you know, so long time now, the government and police have ignored white supremacists and their threats on Māori and people of colour, and the police, you know, worked very quickly with attacks and threats against National MP Simeon Brown, but not so with the attacks on Māori Party. Here to talk to us about all of those aspects, co-leader of the Māori Party, Debbie Nadawapaka. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Debbie, thanks very much for joining us.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
And so, question raised in the House today to Minister Andrew Little, GCSB, the intelligence service person, Minister, a task force, a joint task force on white supremacy. I mean, that is a no-brainer. This is where we're moving. This is what should be happening. Police have failed to monitor them, but a crackdown on Māori, surely the government should take up that tunnel.
We've come back into the House this week with a clear focus, which is to, to be honest, I think we've probably been doing that for the last few months, but we've had to be more emphatic since people like Judith Collins have started on their racist rant. And what it is doing is giving rise to these, you know, sick type of individuals, but also, what we're also seeing is our brothers and sisters in Labor are pushing and addressing inequities. There is a general reaction from the white supremacists, and we are seeing a rise in that. And what our challenge has been to the minister, and certainly to GCSB and New Zealand Police, NZSIS, is that as there is a rise in addressing our inequities, and indeed having more of a treaty-centric Aotearoa, there is an absolute resistance. And the resistance has come out in the last week in the form of violent, vile threats. And we've come back in here to sort of say, you know, what the rhetoric that's gone out to the wahine that started the petition against Lee Williams, the rhetoric that's come out is now manifested into actual threats, where thousands of Māori have been threatened. I were being threatened to be burned, and we saw as targets in that, alongside others, that it took 20 hours to take the video down. It's taken over a week to see any real police action, and action in the form of the highest level of assessing what is the threat and the anti-Māori threat from these white supremacists, and how specifically is it being monitored? And you know, how do we compare when we see the likes of Simeon Brown has one threat, you know, from one Māori in a gang, and there's just a ton of resourcing to that, and not the same with Māori. So it comes down to those systemic racism that we can see applied to Māori. You know, thousands of us can be threatened, and there's no one moves.
Look, it's an ongoing issue, isn't it? I mean, you're not talking just because we are seeing a major policy push recently. I mean, these go back to the Tūhoe raids, as an example. Absolutely. With the terrorism when our Kaumātua Kuia and our Kōhanga Reo bus was, was occupied by the ninjas, and nothing on the white supremacists in the South Island. We're not unused to this, but we are now saying enough is enough.
It is. I mean, but what we have is, we are so right, Ewa. We are so not used to them, to the point that when we see others treated, you know, better in this kind of situation, we are almost so numb to it, we just carry on existing. And we decided that we were going to use this platform, and, you know, we only get three or four questions, you know, one primary, three or four subs every couple of weeks, and we were lucky our turn came up, you know, today, and we just thought we're going to go for gold. and we're going to bring to rise and highlight this issue of the tangata whenua, of our battles as the Indigenous peoples of Aotearoa across to for the world to see that we have got a long way to go, and this is the place of the lawmakers, and they need to give us a resource task force that is actually going to address the fact that there is growing anti-Māori sentiments, and again, it manifested into a very violent threat. Now, how come we can see roads blocked off, resourcing, police resourcing to two who had threatened, again, one white boy, and yet we have one white boy threaten thousands of Māori, and there's not a great big movement? In a week after we'd laid our complaint, we still hadn't had an update. And I mean, not an update from one well-intending police up the road. I mean, what is the process, and what are you all doing as the anti-terrorists and those who protect us to monitor and stop and ensure this isn't valid? And most importantly, we need to know you did more than just take his computer off him. So these are a whole lot of questions. You know, it's, and again, you know, we've got to do, in order to grow and to be a treaty-centric Aotearoa, we actually need to continuously call out and most importantly ask the ministers and those in power, what are you doing to address this? So that was the focus of today.
But also too, it goes to your point that you made earlier around Judith Collins' kōrero narrative in the House and your question to the Prime Minister. And then it goes to the point where the Speaker had said that the Speaker's rulings allow for that kind of kōrero to be discussed in the House. Well, actually, no. Then his rulings are wrong and they need to be changed. So you've actually highlighted you and the Māori Party have highlighted that the change needs to come from the very, very top of the very, very top lawmakers, and that is the government, to change their ways for in order for them to make, to be a good role model for the rest of society to act.
Right. We need to know that we can truly address the inequities that colonisation has affected and put on us without looking over our back. And yeah, that's really what it comes down to. When we've today, question 12 in the House was actually National again, standing up and objecting to white privilege being part of the curriculum or being taught what white privilege means. Now, I sat there listening to a white privileged male defend and talk about white privilege becoming something that we talk about. And I'm thinking, you know, you're one of the very few who don't get. So we're going to talk about it, whether it's as part of or not. The fact that you're defending it highlights, unfortunately, where systemic racism comes from. And I've said this, the party said this, it's been our continual line, is how can you unbundle or unravel, you know, systemic racism if those, you know, making a system are racist?
It also was really interesting on the day that you, you know, on today that you raised this question about white supremacy. We had that question, and then later in debate, we had the ACT Party asking why Minister Willie Jackson would go visit gangs.
Oh, gosh. You know, this is the continual beating, is that, you know, our whānau are our whānau, no matter where they are. And we have every right to engage. And how can we support? How can we understand what you know, what are the issues if you're actually told, as a policy lawmaker, as a person who's meant to be in this House representing all of Aotearoa, that actually don't you go and see them, don't you go and do this? This whole wakama, this whole bringing shame on us for being who we are and how we are, it completely disconnects from any responsibilities that we have to look after each other. And it's a real shame that there's this continual Māori bashing. And you know, and again, we just won't have a bar of it. So, you know, I know there's only two of us, but we're going to use every moment we can to put the spotlight on these type of individuals. And most importantly, and I think hopefully you've seen it, is that we put the karanga out to tangata tiriti and say, you manage your people. Tangata tiriti, we need you to help. You manage these your people. You know, they're here by the tiriti. You come and manage them. It's not for us to keep, you know, waking them up and telling them to behave. You come and manage them. This is how everyone got here in the first place. So, yeah. So, and the part of the karanga to our tangata tiriti is, you know, we need you on board to help.
Absolutely. And just one more point before I go. Will you be using parliamentary privilege to name those people who have talked about, you know, and used racist narratives against you? I know that yep. one of them, their name is out in the public arena, but will you be using parliamentary privilege to name and shame these people?
I think, you know, to be really honest, I think our whānau have done a good job of that themselves. And, you know, this is the āhua of our whanaungatanga. What we will do, though, is we'll do whatever we have to do to stop this, because he's our biggest fear. And this is what we said to Minister Little. And to be fair, he totally got it. When we were talking to his officials, we said, you know, Minister, it just takes one. It just takes one of these nutters to hurt our people, just one, and you will never know the backlash.